I'm going to be calling Felix via phone and via cell phone and put him on speaker.
Yeah, he asked me this morning, Phil, can you hear me?
Yes.
He asked me this morning to run the meeting because he's going to be attending by phone. So.
Phil. Yes, sir. Am I calling you too early?
No, that's fine.
The other commissioner, the other two commissioners are already on the Zoom meeting, but we're not quite at 4 o'clock yet.
That's okay. How are you, fellas?
Doing good. We was able to go to Mr. Lucero's little retirement deal with the road and bridge. So nice to see all the guys and John. His last week. Hi, Paula. Can't hear you. So, but it was nice to see all the crew and the guys being there for John. And I didn't stay for cake. I had a 1 o'clock appointment, so I missed out on some cake. But other than that, it was nice.
Thank you. Thank you for doing that, Luis. I really was thinking about that. And so what an opportunity to celebrate somebody's career.
Right.
Yeah, I think he'd been with Road and Bridge for 24 years.
Wow. Yeah, almost as old as Luis.
And Luis, did you by chance on your way out look to the right?
I did.
See the sidewalk that got poured today?
Nice. Yep, looks really good. Yeah, I think I just liked the post on Facebook about 2 minutes ago. I was looking at it while I was hooking up the meeting. Oh, yeah, it looks great.
Luis or Tony, if you guys are in the courthouse, Kim left something that needs a signature on it if you're around tomorrow.
Okay, I can come in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
I won't be around tomorrow. I'll be headed to Denver.
Okay.
How are the meetings in Denver, Felix?
I tell you what, a lot of fireworks, very interesting. I was there a little after 7 o'clock getting ready to meet with the governor's office on the Senate Bill 1298, Early Childhood. And so the governor sent a couple of his representatives, and they're not going to give us a millimeter. They're not going to give an inch. You know, this was all about governance, transparency, and accountability. You know, we're opposed. The entire CCI, 78% of the membership, opposed to the governor going with the early childhood. And somebody, I guess, called them the czar or the dictator, meaning an executive director. That person should not have enough responsibility and authority to make decisions for the entire state. So that was one of the contentious ones. Then we got Senate Bill 153, the election.
Sorry,
I forget the name of the title. That was a lot of
good
arguments. Yeah, but no, very exciting. I tell you what, I was telling Phil, very enjoyable. You know, I am almost like in a little cage because of the position that I have there. I can't get out of my cage quick enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Commissioner, we have other attendees in the meeting also. I just want to let you know that.
Very good.
Welcome, Mr. Watson and Pam. Hello.
Yeah, it's Benjamin. This is Garrett's old Zoom.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember Garrett's still with the paper. So, all right, Ben. Yeah. We'll give it about another minute or so, and we'll get started, guys. Felix is attending via phone today. He is traveling, actually working in Denver today. And Tony's been in meetings all day himself, too, I believe. So everybody's busy.
Busy day.
Tomorrow I'm going to be able to attend the Fort Wooten ceremony, so I'll be there representing the board. I know you guys are both traveling and meetings, so.
Thank you so much for doing that as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. All right, guys. It's 4 o'clock now, so I'd like to call this special board meeting of the County Commissioners to order. Today is April 7th. And at this time, Commissioner Haas, would you please lead us in the invocation?
Sir. Dear God, thank you for your promise to be with us every day. At school, work, rest, or play, help us to be near you and hear your voice. Guide us to always do our very best in every situation and all to your glory. Amen.
And Commissioner Lopez, would you please lead us in the pledge?
Certainly will, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, gentlemen. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Felix Lopez.
Here.
Commissioner Haas.
Here.
Commissioner Luis Lopez.
I'm here. Do we have any changes, Mr. Dornkamp, to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Motion to accept the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda. Second the motion. Second.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Haas?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Item A, new business. Item 2, new business. Consideration of congressional district spending requests and letter of support. Mr. Dornkamp.
Commissioners, before you, for your consideration, is direct spending request to Senator Hickenlooper for some congressional direct spending monies for our County Road 46 Cordova of a Pass road improvements, and also a letter of support. I ask the board to approve both of them. And I apologize for not getting this to you sooner, but with CECOM backing out of this, finding out that they couldn't use CDS monies to construct broadband, then kind of a short time frame to get this done, but I thought it'd be worth submitting the request and see what happens.
Okay, do we have any questions or concerns from the board for Mr. Dornkamp?
Mr. Dornkamp, I read the actual grant application. We're going to be asking for $1.8 million or thereabouts. And do we have the county portion of it budgeted to meet that the difference between the 1.5 and the difference?
Not in 2020's budget, but it'll be in 2022's budget. It'll be in 2023's budget. These funds won't come available until the federal fiscal year, which I believe is October 1, and then they'll need to be spent by the end of that same fiscal year, which I believe is end of September 2023.
Correct. And then also my second and last question is, going through the legend of the grant, some of the fields you said these will be changed from a yes to a no, that would be pending board vote and approval for you to change those fields and perhaps even redraft some of the language. Is that correct?
The fields that I'm going to end up having to change most likely are those with which account I'm going to be submitting this request to. And I'm waiting to hear from Antonio Huerta with Senator Hickenlooper's office to kind of give me some guidance on that. I'm sure it's going to be in transportation, but there's like four different agencies within that transportation, and I'm not sure which one our project really fits into. So I'm going to wait for his response, and then I'll finish everything up.
Very good. And then on the presentation that they had, meaning Senator Hicken Looper, Antonio Huerta moderated that last week. One of the, and I hope I looking at my notes, and I just pulled them off right here, the highest appropriation was, and they had a dollar amount capped, and somehow I have $1 million in there. Did you verify the number with them that we're okay to ask up to 1.5?
No, I did not. I can do that, but if I go off of what they, and here's a yeah, but if I go off what they awarded the last round, there were many projects were well over $2, $3, $4 million. So I just assumed that the same would hold true for this round, but I will email Mr. Huerta and ask him to verify that.
Very good. Those are all my questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Hass, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
The only question I have, Phil, is how soon will we know if we're awarded on this? Does it have a timeline on that grant? I didn't see it.
I didn't either, Commissioner, and I've looked through the frequently asked questions, et cetera, trying to figure that out.
Okay, we'll see what happens. So at this time, will you please read the letter?
April 8, 2022, Congressional, because I'll submit all this tomorrow. April 8, 2022, Congressional District Spending Request. Dear Honorable Senator Hickenlooper, Los Angeles County's Board of County Commissioners in support of the Cordova Pass Road Improvements Projects, Congressional Direct Spending, PRIN, CDS, and PRIN request. Our regions, PRIN, Los Angeles County's PRIN, LAC, and PRIN, and Huerfano County's and PRIN, economies thrived during the heyday of coal extraction. More recently, with LAC, the extraction of coal bed methane gas has contributed positively to our economy. With coal production being marginalized and methane gas experiencing a significant downturn because of market demands, our region's economic conditions are abysmal. LAC has consistently ranked in the top five most unemployed counties in Colorado for some time, and as of the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment's March 2021 data, LAC's unemployment rate was at 8.9% with 16.4% living in poverty. This unemployment and poverty disproportionately affect our disadvantaged and marginalized communities, since LAC's demographics are approximately 46% minority. Same holds true for our business owners, which in LAC were PRIN 2019 census data and PRIN, 26.4% women, and 22.5% minority, or 48.9% disadvantaged owned. Los Angeles County's goal is to continue to diversify and create a resilient, sustainable regional economy with one of the diversifications being outdoor recreation. The investment in improving Cordova Pass Road in conjunction with New Fishers Peak State Park will assist our region in achieving this by attracting additional tourists. With an increase in regional tourism, businesses will prosper, and create jobs. Cordova Pass Road's current road surface condition consists of large boulders, rocks, and cobble embedded in the roadway throughout the project area, limiting its drivability to high clearance 4x4 vehicles only and those that can afford them, thereby excluding our marginalized communities from enjoying the biking, hiking, and scenic views Cordova offers. Cordova also serves a U.S. Forest Service picnic area and various USFS, U.S. Forest Service trailheads, including the Western Trailhead of the Spanish Peaks. Los Angeles County's financial capacity isn't at a level such that LAC can outright pay for these improvements, although LAC has paid for and completed a preliminary engineering report for this project. We appreciate you extending an helping hand through your congressional direct spending request opportunities, and ask that this Cordova Pass Road Improvement Project funding request be considered favorably, respectively, followed by your signature lines.
Thank you, Mr. Dornkamp. Are there any other questions or comments?
And this letter will have to be signed when, Phil?
You've already.
Oh, it's done. I got it.
Correct. Yeah, this is a formality.
Thank you.
When you guys were in here at your board meeting, that's when you took care of it.
Yes.
Okay. Hearing any other questions? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion, please.
Move for approval for the congressional direct spending request and the letter of support.
I second that motion.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Hearing no other business on the agenda, I entertain a motion to adjourn, please.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Thank you, sir.